Well, welcome, 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 each and every single one of you to this Through It All. I've learned to trust in you. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless you and we praise your holy name. We thank you, God, that we are able to trust you through it all, that no matter what we go through, God, we trust you. And we depend upon your word, Father. So we thank you for this Tuesday, and we thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes, God. We thank you for their commitment and their dedication to the kingdom to have this, the Master's Call. We pray right now that you would continue to bless them in a mighty way, God. And for each and every single person that has dialed into the line this day, Father, we pray and we trust you, God, that we will get through it all. Whatever it is that we're going through, we will get it. We will go through it, God, with you. And so we trust you today, God. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we clear the airways, Father God. We clear the frequencies, and we say that this call will go forth free and clear in the name of Jesus, God. And we say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. And so I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would just anoint the speaker as they would come forth this morning, that the that our ears will be open to hear what you say, that our hearts will receive what it is that you would have for us to do on this day, what you would have to say to us, Father. So we just thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call, and we thank you that we go out with anticipation and expectation that something great will happen for us this day as we trust you to go through it all. These things I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for Artists International and the Diaz de Leon family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And this time, without further ado, I'm going to turn the call over to our hostess with the mostest, none other than my sister, Minister LaShawn. Minister LaShawn, are you out there this morning?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God for you. Praise God for that tag. And praise God for that beautiful voice that was my sister through Christ, Tiffany Lauderdale, Albert, Inglewood, California. Thank you so much for greeting and feeding God's children with such Jesus joy and with such warmness of kingdom's greetings. I thank you for that. And I know that our TMC family is excited to know what God is going to do with this call this morning. So good morning, everyone out there. My name is LaShawn, and I am in Delaware, and I tell you, God is truly blessing this call. So if this is your first time on a call, we want to welcome you. If this is your second, third, fourth, or fifth time, or even more, we want to say thank you for your commitment. Thank you for saying yes, and most of all, thank you so much for choosing the Master's Call this morning. This call has been going on since October 25th, 2010. God has given a vision and a mission to two anointed women that we affectionately call Dr. PK, the motivator, Dr. PK, the super fantastic lifestyle expert, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. These two women said yes when God gave them a mandate and gave them the vision of the Master's Call. And we know that when God gives us something to do, he tells us to first have a mission, to have a vision, and to stand on his word. So we can find our scripture reference, which is shared with you every single morning on this call, in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So, Master's Call family, as you heard Minister Tiffany's start us off with prayer, we're going to end this call in prayer. We encourage you, the believer, to continue your day in prayer, because we know when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. And then we also know that when God gives us a vision, he has a mission behind it. And our mission statement for this call is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. So, Master's Call family, I would like to invite you to www.themasterscall.net. not .com, but .net, so you can see why this mission statement holds true. You'll be able to hear archived messages from the beginning of this call. You'll be able to read inspirational text and different things to follow, especially when we have fasting and everything. It just has so much. It's a robust website to enrich, to enhance, and to empower you as a believer. You can also put the faces to the names on the speaker's bios. You can use this interactive website to put your prayer requests. And again, when there's a corporate fast, there is all the information as well as the scripture references for you to stand on in order for it not to be a diet, but for you to fast and pray and give and submit unto God. Now, immediately after this call is the MMC call, and that is the morning motivational call. Now, that call motivates you to catapult your business to two levels. I mean, success level and a mindset level. And what's really awesome about this call is that it was founded by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, but is led by so many artistpreneurs, mommypreneurs, Christpreneurs, you name it, people who are moving, grooving, and shaking, and Artists International that are motivating in people to do the best that they can to increase their territory. You will hear it on that call. Platinum President Marie Preston says a closed mouth is a closed business, so that call will teach you how to amplify your voice and be heard so that you too can be successful in the greatest health and wellness company out there, Artists International. And if you don't know about Artists International, if you don't know that they're the leader of reshaping garments, if you don't know that they have the best nutritional products out there, go back to the person who invited you to this call, whether it was through social media, whether it was through a phone call or a text, and ask them to minister the word about Artists International for you. So again, go ahead to our website, email us if God is telling you that it's time for you to be a prayer intercessor, a host, a greeter, or if He has given you a word and it's time for it to come out, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. So I'm about to move out the way so that we can hear this mighty vessel of Christ come on and tell us, thus saith the Lord. Again, when you go to our website, you'll see that we invite you Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. out there on the West Coast, 6 a.m. out there in Mountain Time, 7 out there in Central, and 8 o'clock my time, Eastern Time. Join us 10 minutes before the call so that you can introduce yourself and be encouraged before the call. So like I mentioned, this woman of Christ is coming on. She is one of the co-founders of the call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And after a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer in corporate America, Dr. V accepted her call into ministry, and she then enrolled at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1990. She was ordained in 95 and has been the founder and director of VanWorks, Vanessa Networks. She also completed a mathematics degree in industrial engineering technology with degrees from Spelman, Southern Technical Institute, and more. But what Dr. Vanessa wants to be known as is a child of God. She wants to be known as a change agent for the kingdom. And most of all, she wants us to know that she loves God and she strives to equip saints in becoming the most effective witness for our Lord Jesus Christ. Her unique approach is expounding on God's word will stir you, for she is anointed, she's a mouthpiece, and she is used by the Lord to proclaim the gospel for the kingdom of God. So without further ado, I am introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Are you there this evening, this morning?
You're going to get it.
This evening somewhere.
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn. So appreciate you as you're hosting God's people this morning and all the way on the West Coast, bright and early. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you, Minister Tiffany, to our TMC family. Wow, wow, wow. We are just humbled and honored that day after day, week after week, and now year after year, so many of you all have been faithful. Looking at the board, I see a lot of new numbers, and that always blesses my heart. Thank God for each and every one of you. I have a hunger and a thirst for God's word. Well, I tell you, what I want to minister on briefly this morning is something that God gave me a couple of years ago, and then as life and as prophetic times change, dropped some new nuggets in my spirit I want to share with you. The title of the message, and I'll be ministering the part two and three of it later on this month, is the WWW for Godly Transitions. The WWW for Godly Transitions. Now, we all know that we have the World Wide Web that most of us are on. I tell you, we literally, when you go any place, most people's heads are down looking at their iPad, iPod, on their phone, smartphone. I mean, we have just become so tech savvy, we almost become poor at our verbal talking face to face. But I want to talk about the WWW for Godly Transitions. In essence, the holy internet highway to godly success. The holy internet highway to godly success. When I taught this about 3 or 4 years ago, I used from Dr. Bill Hammond's book, the WWW, where he talked about the word, then your will, then doing it God's way. And it's profound, profound. In my School of Prophets, I use that book and spend a lot of time reminding us that the foundation has to start with the word. The word, not our opinion. I love The View, the show, the talk, the real, but it starts with the word. What does God's word say about it? Get your feelings out of the way, because a lot of times our feelings don't line up with what does the word say. And then we spend time talking about being willing. You know, in other words, got to have an attitude adjustment. Some of us, you know, we're willing, but my God, we have rolled our eyes. We have pouted. We have fussed. We have done a Jonah. We've done everything to be angry about what the word says about a situation. And then the timing, we can get the first two right, but if we don't do it the way God tells us to do it, oh, we know Cain and Abel. It wasn't about the sacrifices. It's about doing it the way God said to offer up sacrifices. So we spent time with that before, but God lately dropped another WWW in my spirit, and we're going to talk about going from worry to worship to wisdom. Oh, yeah, yeah, we're going to chew on that for a while. Most of us operate in too much worldly worry. To worship to wisdom. We're going to start today talking about worry. I know if I step on your toes, I'm sorry, I really want to break your leg like Jesus with the lamb and throw you over my shoulder and carry us back to that place called purpose. See, especially in America, we'll continue, we are continuing to see this country go through hard economic times and, wow, social unrest, racism, sexism, more than ever before. Right now, all eyes are on Syria and the social unrest over there. But in the body of Christ, we'll begin to rise like an island in the sea in the midst of the turbulence. Will we speak from knowing that there may be worries, but learn to lift up our hands and open up our mouths and worship our God so that we can lead the way and show examples with godly wisdom. In 2015, the miracles, signs, and wonders. In other words, the manifestation, the demonstration of God's power. It needs to be seen in my life, in your life, as believers. The book of God, the book says in Mark 16 that the miracles, signs, and wonders, they will follow us as we walk in the word, doing it according with an attitude of gratitude, the will of God, and walking it out, doing it his way. So today, we're going to talk about first having the mindset of worry instead of focusing on the word. Too many of us have a mindset of worry. We can tell you all that could go wrong before we can justify in our hearts what's going to be right. Well, let's get on the same page. What does worry mean? Let's define that simple little five-letter word. It means in Webster's Collegiate Meridian Dictionary, it says, give way to anxiety or unease. In other words, you and I choose to give way to an anxiety or unease. Allow one's mind to dwell on difficulties or trouble. Allow one's mind to dwell means you park there on difficulties or troubles. What do you mean, Dr. V? Well, you know that simple prayer we all pray in Psalms 23. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It didn't tell you to park there. It didn't tell you to dwell there. It didn't tell you to build a tent. Some of us have built a whole apartment complex, a whole community of homes there. We've dwelled on the trouble instead of keeping our eyes focused on the hills from which cometh our help. Another definition was a state of anxiety and uncertainty over actual or potential problems. Some of us worry so much about what might happen, and 90% of what we worry about that might happen never does. Wow. So we've used all that energy to worry about something, got a little ulcer, got a little extra migraine or two, worrying about stuff that doesn't even happen. When we're told to seek ye first the kingdom of God, that just isn't for the goodies. That's for the mindset that drives out the worries. Well, what does the word say? That's what we always start with, the foundation, and that first W has to be the word, because if we start off with the word, worry can't stay. Faith and worry are total contradictions of each other. They're oxymorons, because if you are in faith, there's no room for worry. That's like darkness and light cannot occupy the same place at the same time. If there's darkness, there is absence of light. If there's light, we are dwelling on the word of God, letting the light of his countenance shine in us and through us, then worry has no place. Now, I hear y'all talking so loud over the phone. Well, Dr. V, everybody worries. But see, that's the problem. See, we have cower down to what the world says instead of rising up like the eagles you are. I'm speaking to your spirits this morning. Like the eagles you are, to soar above the worries and choose the eyes of the eagle to see by faith that the answer is on the way, because we what? Walk by faith, not by sight. Well, what does the word say? You know the familiar scripture. We all quote it and know it, but we're going to learn to embrace it and act upon it. Philippians 4. Verses 6 through 8, and we know that the great apostle Paul wrote this to the church at Philippi. He said, be careful for nothing, in the King James. What does that mean in the NIV? What does that mean in our vernacular? Be anxious for nothing. Uh-oh, in that definition of worry, we give way to anxiety or unease. Well, the Bible is telling you clearly, be careful, be anxious for nothing, no thing. Nothing that comes in our life, nothing that comes in our space, nothing that comes in our circle of influence, are we supposed to allow worry to come in. But in everything, here's your solution to your worry. God doesn't just throw us in the den and not give us the tools to handle the attacks. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. See, that's that attitude. That's that posture we must be in. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So what does that mean? So then the peace floods in when worry's trying to hang out, pitch tent, park there. Peace says, ah, you know, like at the airport, when the cop comes and tells you to keep it moving, can't stop here, keep it moving. We'll see in the realm of the spirit and the atmosphere with the angels, they're telling worry, that spirit, they're telling that anxiety, keep it moving, keep it moving. Yeah, we heard that it was messed up. We heard that doctor's report. We heard what was in the account, the bank account. We heard that big fallout, that betrayal, that disappointment. We heard it. But we choose to tell you to keep it going, keep it going. We're going to choose thanksgiving to God. And finally, verse 8, brethren, sisterin, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if they be of any virtue. In other words, nothing in that list was missed. Nothing in that list was gossip. None of that in that list was a negative report that you embrace. If there be of any praise, think on these things. Remember, worry and anxiety cannot exist with faith. Oh, what are we talking about this morning? The WWW for Godly Transitions, the holy internet highway to godly success. We're going from worry to worship to wisdom. Well, let's break that down. Let's chew on that bone a little bit more. See, I'll give you three key points if I make it maybe to four. But the first, A, when you worry, you begin to whine all the time. Yeah, you do. You need to put a tape recorder on ourselves sometimes. When you worry, you begin to whine all the time. What is whine? It's a long, high-pitched, complaining cry where you go on and on and on. Even your shadow is tired of hearing it, but it don't have no choice but to stay around. You keep focusing on that failure. See, when we speak and keep whining, our words become destructive instead of constructive. See, those words when we're whining become poisonous, hindering any possibilities of purpose and prosperity coming our way. When we're whining, our words start structuring our own stronghold. Now, that's messed up when you start doing the devil's work with your own words. Put your own self on a stronghold. I never get anything that comes to me. I always have a hard time. See, when you keep saying those things, your words have creative power. And you are building your own fortress and stronghold. Some of us just need to stop right there and repent and say, Lord, curse those words. I never forget when I was at ORU, Pastor Billy Joe Doherty, who's with our Heavenly Father right now, used to say, some of us need to pray for crop failure because some of our words have been full of so much negative energy. We need to pray for it to never harvest and that the crop of those words is not a bumper crop, but it shrivels up and dies. Because we, with our own words and whining, and we have opportunities. Wow, we have opportunities. Man, the last 24 hours of my life have had great opportunities to whine. Most of you know I had to go to Georgia, and it was a beautiful homegoing celebration of my 90-year-old aunt, and got up and spoke for the family and was just humbled by that experience, and I knew I was doing a quick turnaround flight, and got back to the airport on time last night where I could just, you know, get back here in plenty of time, so I fault. My flight was supposed to leave at 7:24. Want you to know, between A to Z, me being on this phone tonight, they shut down the Atlanta airport for 30 minutes. That means my gate got changed six times, a 7:24 flight. I didn't leave till 11:55 last night. Didn't get in and getting in home till 2 this morning. And I laughed because as I was sitting in the airport, every time I would turn around, somebody was whining, complaining about the weather, which we none of us could change, taking the scenic route, seeing all of Atlanta Airport as they kept changing gates. And I kept choosing to not let myself say something negative. I had two good books. I'm reading Dr. Mike Murdoch's book on Dream Seed. So I kept reading, and when people would say something negative, I try to encourage them, and they were teasing me by the fifth or the third move, maybe the fourth move. Oh, come on, Miss Positive, what are you going to tell us now as we journey? I can say, come on, guys. There's about 10 of us who were like a little posse moving from gate to gate. And I just said, hey, we're going to be all right. We're going to get through this. And then when I realized I was going to have to minister this morning, I wanted to whine and say, let me call back up one or two. The Holy Ghost said, practice what you preach. Wow. So I'm on the call this morning saying that you have opportunities. The enemy will bring it to you to whine, to create with your own words, your own defeat. Or you can use it to worship. Oh, but that's our next one. That second point, remember the first, when you worry, you begin to whine all the time, and we don't want that. The second point, when you worry, you stop doing the work of the kingdom. You begin to focus on failure instead of fortifying your faith. Yes, you begin to focus on what will go wrong instead of seeing with eyes of faith that God's already working it out. While you're trying to figure it out, what's that old song the saints used to sing? While you're trying to figure it out, God's already worked it out. Stop you seeing the glass half empty. Choose to see the glass half full. Stop. See, when worry comes in, the enemy uses it on so many of us. We just stop worrying, and then we stop working. We stop being kingdom-minded. We stop witnessing. We stop sharing the good news of the gospel. We stop being our brother's keeper. We stop encouraging first ourselves, then others. And that's a trick of the enemy to get your mind. That's why Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Why? This is our transition of being transformed to renew your mind, because the enemy's going to hurl those fiery darts. He's going to hurl worry of, well, if this goes wrong, then that goes wrong. He's going to hurl those fiery darts of, ooh, I wonder if they approve of me. I don't know if I'm doing this right. He's going to hurl all those worry darts at us, and we got to choose to keep it going, keep it moving, keep walking in faith, trusting in God. And then the third point as I close is when you worry, you wash away your peace and your ability to hear God clearly. Isaiah 26:3, he gives his children, he gives us perfect peace, whose what mind is stayed on thee. So when you don't allow worry to hang out, the peace, the shalom peace of God, nothing missing, nothing broken, comes in. Colossians 3:16-17 says, and let the peace of God rule in our hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. And here's our love verse 18 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. Again, telling you how to do it in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, driving out worry. So today, choose as you're on your highway to success. Yeah, I feel that worry coming on, but I'm going to speak to my own self. I choose joy. I choose peace. I choose hope. I choose to have focused faith to know that God's going to work it out. We're going from worry to worship so that we can be matured and have the wisdom of God. I speak that into your spirits this morning. Whatever you may have got on this call with that didn't glorify, edify, extol our Lord and Savior, you're going to choose to open up your mouth and say, I choose to thank you, Jesus, anyhow. And we're going to do it in his name and watch him show up and show out. Amen and amen and amen. Back to you, Minister LaShawn. Minister LaShawn? You have probably muted out yourself. Let me get back up here. Yes, you did. All right, I just unmuted you.
There we go. My phone was not cooperating. The enemy is a lie. Good morning again, and thank you for that profound, profound word. Amen and ouch. We're going to call you back, Dr. Vanessa, for our closing benediction, but we're going to go before the Lord in prayer right now. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, and we just want to say thank you for reminding us that we cannot worry and have faith at the same time, that we cannot worry about the things that we cannot see and or control, Lord. Lord, move us from the driver's seat and put us over to the passenger seat and sometimes maybe out of the car itself, Lord. Allow us to be able to trust in you a little bit more this day. And God, give us the confidence in knowing that no matter what it looks like, if it's bleak, if it's blurry, if it's dark, if it's murky, God, we know that you have got us no matter what. We want to say thank you for Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for using her this morning for that word. Lord, thank you so much for giving her the vehicle and the mouthpiece to be able to just glorify you, Lord, through what was given to us today. Lord, we just ask that you refill her, Lord, as she decreased for your word this morning. We ask that all that she touch is blessed. We ask that all that she does is blessed. And we just want to say thank you for her. And God, we just want to say thank you for Dr. PK, our other co-founder. Thank you for her, yes. Thank you for them both praying unto you, knowing that no matter what, this call will go through because it's all about you, Lord, and not about us. And God, we just want to thank you for each and every person that's on this line right now. Lord, I just cast down any worry, any doubt, any depression, any fear, anything that is not of you. We remove it right now in the matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, because in the name of the triune God, you are going to give us the spirit of Christianity, the spirit of faith, and most of all, the spirit of servanthood. We want to give give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. And it is in Jesus' name that we say thank you and that we praise you for this word and for all that you do. Amen. Master's Call family, I encourage you to share this call with your family members, your loved ones, your neighbors, your coworkers, and your friends. Put it on your social media site so that all can hear this profound word. You could do that by putting 712-432-1085 in your text messages or when you verbally give the message to someone or on your social media site. Again, 712-432-1085, the same access code, 957-677-pound. And again, we're about to hop on over to the MMC call as soon as the benediction is over. That number again is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-pound. Minister Tiffany, thank you so much for greeting and seating God's children this morning. And again, Master's Call family, go to our website and you can see everything that you need from the archive messages to our directives for our corporate fast of 2015. And again, please share this message and join us tomorrow and each day thereafter, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, and 5 o'clock out there on the West Coast. God bless. Be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. Dr. Vanessa, can you please come back on for our closing benediction?
Yes, I can, and I want to really emphasize for our artist family to really get on our MMC call. I tell you, Dr. Raphael Spiller is just outlining a strategy, outlining a system that will encourage our heart and make what we've been talking about this morning for us to have great success. So make it happen, and if you can't get on the live call, make sure you listen to the playback call of the morning motivational call. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you, thank you, thank you for you reminding us, even when our flesh hollers, when we want to worry, when we want to justify our worry, you tell us no way. Keep it moving and keep walking through so you can show up and show up big in our life and let the peace of God rule, reign, and abide. I speak into hearts today. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and we will not settle in. We will not ever again justify worry. We will not ever again embrace anxiety when that fiery dart is hurled our way. We'll let the Spirit of the Lord inside of us rise up, and we'll decree and declare in the heavens, and we'll activate it with our words of worship, our words of Jehovah Nissi victory, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Let the emotions catch up. Let the feelings catch up, but let the word of God lead the way. I speak that and decree it and seal it in our hearts, minds, and spirits. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a phenomenally awesome day in Christ. Bye-bye.